We are starting the bracha of tefillin. That's in the two brachas we say on tefillin. And the Ashkenaz is l'riach tefillin on tefillin shel yad, v'mitzvah tefillin on tefillin shel rosh. When we say the bracha before we do the mitzvah, we are basically directing our mind, what am I doing here? Am I just putting some boxes and straps on my head, on my arm? When there was concern after the bombing of the Twin Towers, so the security on the planes were very, very careful. And there was a story then about somebody putting on a tefillin and they almost arrested him. What he's putting these boxes on his head and his arm. Who knows what he's doing? That's what it externally looks. But that's when there's something very, very deep inside this mitzvah. Atkei d'kach, the Gemara says, V'roi kol ha'am le'oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecho, v'yorom imeko. If we put on the tefillin properly, even the goyim could see that shem Hashem is upon us. We are connected to Hashem, and they will have fear from us. We have a famous ma'aseh with the Vilna Goyim that they brought him to court for some reason. Somebody set up a situation that forced the Vilna Goyim to have to come to the court, and he was always going with his talis and tefillin. And the second the judge saw his tefillin, he revealed his tefillin for a second, tefillin shorosh, the judge immediately dismissed him. He said, I don't want to even interrogate you or anything. He saw the kedusha. He saw the shem Hashem. Kipshute, like the pasuk says. When the pasuk says, it doesn't mean a moshul. It means it's the real thing. If we put on the tefillin with the right kavana and a chanami, it makes such a high level of ashras hashchin upon us that yoram imeko, even a goy could see it, and he has fear from us. Rav Olbe used to say that, why is it by us that if we'd go out into a court with that tefillin, they wouldn't see it? So he said in Loshon Melita, by us, some of us are just putting a potato on our head. What he meant to say is you're just putting a box there, you're not paying attention to what's inside of it, what it represents, what's the deal behind it. Tefillin shel yad, we know we put on the left hand, the weaker hand. If you're a lefty, you put it on the right hand, you're righty, you put it on the left hand. You put it on the weaker hand. And part of the idea of that, putting it on the weaker hand, is to remind us that our physical hand is not where our strength is. The Ramban points this out in the Chumash, that's put on the weaker hand, to show us that our strength is not in our hand. Adarabba, our weaker hand is where we get our strength from. Because we're using our weaker hand physically to be the hand that represents our strength. And where does that strength come from? Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically this very important message we're giving. It says it's the Feirish in the Gemara in Brachos Davov. The Gemara says, Nishba Hashem b'yeminoi u'bizraya uzoi. Hashem swore in his right arm, Kavah Yochel, and his raya uzoi, the hand of his strength. B'yeminoi zutayra. Like it says, b'yeminoi ishtos lomot. Zraya uzoi, the arm of his strength, that's the tefillin. Shenema Hashem oiz lami yitain. Why? How do we know that tefillin considered oiz? That puzzle we just mentioned before, that even the goyim will see us and they'll be afraid of us. That is our power, that is our strength. And that's the idea. That's what gives us our strength. The fact that we recognize that our strength is not the physical strength. The strength is a kesher. We're tying down the shem Hashem to a weaker hand to energize ourselves. That's what gives us the strength. Not only in the eyes of Umas HaOilam, but in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hashem oiz lama yiten. Hashem gives strength to his nation. This is the way we get the strength. This is our source of energy. Some people think the source of energy is working out and get bigger muscles. And we know that's very, very limited energy. The strongest human being is weaker than so many of the animals that are so much bigger than us. And the strongest person very often doesn't live a long life, doesn't last him so much. But if we have the strength that's represented by the tefillin, then in the chanami, we have the real strength. We have the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Shuras HaShechina, Hashemesh Nikra Lecha means it's Hashroz Hashrin upon us. That's what tefillin have the power to do. The Ramban says and explains the Poshet Pshat. What do we have inside those boxes over there? Sometimes you can have a person going through his whole life without paying attention to what he's doing. What am I putting on? What's inside that box? So we know there's a four parshiyos: Shema Vayim Shemoya, Kadesh Vayoyah Ki Yiviyacho. What are the ideas mentioned in these four parshiyos? These four parshiyos have three basic ideas, which are all complement one another. Shema Yisrael, that's a Yichud Hashem. When we're putting on the tefillin, we're saying that I recognize Hashem is the only power in the world. There's no other power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I say Vayim Shemoya, I realize that the fact that Hashem is the only power in the world is not something detached, not connected to my day-to-day life. It's something that affects every movement I do in my life, because Vayim Shemoya is the mitzvahs and the schar va'onesh. If you do the will of Hashem, you'll have everything good. And if you don't do, l'chora af rachmon letzlom, there could be a charon af. There is such a hanhog of charon af. We've been feeling a little bit nowadays, fortunately. But together with charon af, we see also the tremendous abundance. We have both. But those are the two things. Number one is, Hashem is the one who's running the entire world. There's nobody other than Him. And He set up the world in a fashion that I'm constantly interacting with Him. Every act I do in the course of my day could be an act of a mitzvah or an act of an aveira. Every second of the day. If I'm working, if I do it with the right intentions, I do it honestly, I do a pialocha, then anuchanami, I'm doing an act of avodas Hashem, kivas elikim, a great mitzvah. And chas v'sholam nichshol, I don't do it 100% api yashris. And I don't have it with the proper bitochen Hashem. Then anuchanami, it's an aveira. We're together with our families the whole day. Every second opportunity is mitzvah aveira, how we relate to the family members. Or I'll be mechazik one another, making them feel good. Or, chas v'sholem, otherwise, creating a state of tension and anger, v'chulei v'chulei. Kamuvan, we have all the mitzvahs aside from that, all the simple mitzvahs of our tefillahs, Mimra Torah, and all the day-to-day mitzvahs that we have in the course of the day. These are the two ideas. And then the second two parshiyos are the two parshiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we know, is a one-time event that Hashem revealed to the entire planet Earth, that He interacts with this world. He changes all the laws of nature for Klal Yisrael. And that we have that twofold message from that. Number one is the message of Hashkochas Hashem. We remind ourselves that Hashem is Mashgiach on the world. He interacts with the world. More than that, we remind ourselves that Hashem has a special chavivus to us. He did all these miracles, not for some other nation. We weren't spectators. We were the ones involved. He did it for us. Because we showed Hashem that we have the basic emunah bitochen Hashem, Hashem did all those mitzvahs. And that's, we have to, when we start off our day and putting on the tefillin, we are really reminding ourselves of what is important in life. And like we said, all the brachas in the course of the morning are doing this, to change the way we look at everything we have. Even if we didn't have kavana this morning or last morning or the other morning in every brach and berachas hashachar, okay, because we're used to saying it without kavana. Afterwards, we could stop for a second and remind ourselves, 1 second, let me reassess what's going on over here. This wonderful body I have, the neshama I have, the mitzvahs I have, family I have. And we're putting on the tefillin that's specific for this idea, specific to remind us what the world is all about. I'm starting off my day being makasha, connecting myself to the concepts of the tefillin. And where am I makasha then? Al yodcha and bein einecha. On your head, on your arm, and on your head. The arm, like we're saying, not only that idea that we said from the Ramban, that it's the left arm, the weaker arm, to show that my strength is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but more than that, the arm is connected to HaLev. The Lev, we know, is the most central organ of our body. We cannot live for more than a few seconds without the heart pumping. When a heart ceases to work, a person is halachically dead. That's what life is dependent on. But there's another thing that Apichazal, the heart represents another idea. Shulchan Aruch brings it in Hilchos Tefillin. Al Yodcha, Keneged HaLev, it's a shoyish of the machshavos v'tayvos. The heart is the thing that generates our thoughts and our desire to do things in the course of the day. If the lev is a lev toiv, a lev that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's going to guide me to do the right things. I'm able to walk. What is getting me to walk to this place or to the other place? I could walk to do something, a ma'aseh toiv, a chesed, to learn. Or I could walk to waste my time in front of the computer. What is pushing me? The lev. And that's the way, once again, we start our day, the times that Klal Yisrael on a high madrega, they were wearing tefillin the entire day. To put the Shem Hashem connected the lev, tefillin shel yad connected the lev, to remind me and give this measure to me that I want my desires to be guided by the message written inside the tefillin. That Hashem is the only koyach in the world, and there's Chav HaOinish in this world, and Hashem interacts as Mashgiach on us every second of our life, every second of our history. And if I have this clear, then my actions will be clear also. The only reason why actions are confused is because the Yetzer makes us forget about that and tells us what gives me power is the fact that I have my physical power. I'm stronger than another person. That gives me power. I'm more assertive than him. I push my way around. That's what gives me power. I don't let the other one do what he wants. He has to do what I want. V'chulei v'chulei. That is the power of the goyim. For such a limited, weak power. Today it's here, tomorrow it's there. Look how many people of Manas Lem were nifter and died in the entire world. And many of them were so extremely powerful in every way. And the power disappeared in 1 second. They said somebody came to Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, the holy Rosh Hashiva, Zichron Levracha, and he said, "You should know, Rosh Hashiva, Baruch Hashem, I have so much money that it's impossible for me to lose it in a short period of time. No matter what would happen, it'll take a long period of time for me to lose it." And Rav Nosson Zvi, with his wisdom, said, "My dear friend, you can be taken away from that money in 1 second. Chmon Letzlon." And that's what can happen. A person could be perfectly healthy today and he can leave this world the next day. We have no guarantees. This is what Hashem wants to wake us up now. To remember, get that message that you're doing. Pay attention to what you're doing. You won't need these things. There's another idea of the left hand. We know it says, the Torah is b'yamin. Yamin represents the midas ha-chesed, ha-rachim, ha-kodesh bohu. That's the Torah HaKadosh. A person immerses himself in the Torah and protects himself. The Gemara says that person would not be mastered from leaving the Torah, the Malchim Ovis can't get him. By David HaMelech, the Malchim Ovis couldn't get him until he had to... He made a situation that he stopped learning. But while he was learning, he was connected to the source of life. You can't even kill him. Even the Malchim Ovis can't kill him. That is the Torah. The Zroya Uzoi, which is the tefillin, represents the left side. That's the Midas HaGvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gvura means holding back. Ur means the physical world is a world that's a limited world. It doesn't have the full Shefa of Kodesh Boko. And Hashem made it limited because we have to live in this limited world that doesn't see the greatness of Hashem so that we make the right decisions, where we have the Bechira not to go after the limited pleasures of the world and the limited Yitzorim of this world, but to go after the unlimited world of HaKadosh Boko, the Olam HaRuchni, the spiritual world of HaKadosh Boko. The Tefillin is shaykh to that part. The Torah is totally disconnected. It's total in our machshav, in our minds. The tefillin is dafka on the arm, because the arm is that aver, the limb of that shows our force, our physical power in the world. And it's saying that the midas gevura that you should have should not be the midas gevura of yourself, because like we said, our own gevura is nothing. It should be the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adarabba, controlling our physical desires with the Ratzon Hashem. That's Ezer Gibor HaKoyvish Es Yitzroi. Koyvish is, he pushes it down, he puts it in its place. And by tying something around our arm, we're tying up our arm to say that if my arm that represents this gvura is tied up. But tied up doesn't mean that it can't operate. But somebody seeing from far, he doesn't know if the mitzvah is the tefillin, and says, what are you tying up your arm? You don't have free movement. You're limiting yourself. And we're saying, no, by the fact that I'm tying up my physical arm with the Shem Hashem, I'm showing that I recognize that my arm and my whole body is much, much greater than the physical side. The greatness of my arm is connected to the lave, and I want it to be guided by a lave, which is guided by the message of the tefillin, that Hashem is the only koich in the world. Hashem has given the Torah, the mitzvah, the tzav ha'inish, and Hashem interacts with us, and it has a special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Should be zeicha, whether where men are putting on the tefillin, or women are not putting on the tefillin, but think of this message that we have every day in Amir Hashem, another stage in building a new day, a new life of an intimate keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplifting ourselves from that limited physical existence to the holy, great, unlimited, powerful existence of Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. Quote of